Look like I'm feeling a little good about this for two reasons. One, no officers were seriously injured in this, and the suspect is also going to make it. But anyway, I'm Officer James Holmes, Phoenix Police Media Relations. At about 1:45 this afternoon, in area 31st Avenue in Thunderbird, we had a Phoenix police officer in a fully marked patrol vehicle approach the red light at 31st Avenue heading westbound. To his left was a white 2000 Hyundai-type vehicle, four-door, and as he stopped at the light, for some reason that we still don't know at this point, that four-door vehicle made a left turn, ran the red light, and left at a high rate of speed. The vehicle went into a electronic store parking lot, started driving very erratically, came out, and then continued southbound on 31st Avenue. There was another patrol car with two officers in it approaching from the south, going northbound toward that vehicle. When the officers got close to that vehicle, the suspect, for whatever reason, pulled out a handgun and pointed that handgun at the officers. At that point, the officers turned around and everyone starts to follow this vehicle. We actually follow the vehicle trying to keep up with him until it gets to 31st Avenue in Peoria. It gets to 31st Avenue in Peoria, runs a red light, and starts heading westbound on Peoria. Runs the red light at 35th Avenue in Peoria, goes into the Circle K parking lot. He's still driving erratic, but he comes out of the parking lot and continues westbound. He drives westbound all the way up to 59th Avenue, where he has now entered the Glendale jurisdiction, and he starts to travel northbound. While he was traveling westbound, however, at 39th Avenue in Peoria, we had a school crossing with school crossing guards, and he ran that red light also, and there were children present at the time. So at this point, our officers decided that he is being a bit too erratic as he continued to flee westbound. However, our air unit was coming ahead, so they were going to attempt to keep an eye on this guy until he got to 59th Avenue. Now, what happened after he began northbound on 59th Avenue is going to be another crime. Right now, we have aggravated assault on police officers for him pointing the weapon at them. That's the Phoenix officers. And we have a second incident that occurred in the Glendale jurisdiction. So at this point, I'm going to turn the interview over to the Glendale Police PIO. Before I do that, do you have any questions of me?
There were some early reports about stop sticks being deployed. Is that true? What did that happen?
We authorized stop sticks early in this when he got 31st Avenue in Peoria. The intent always with stop sticks is to try to stop this vehicle safely. However, we never got a chance to deploy them.
He pointed the gun, but he did not shoot the weapon.
Yes, he did not fire at the officers. He pointed the gun out the window directly at the vehicle. The officers took evasive action, and he continued on. He did not fire at that point.
So was the car in motion when he pointed the gun out the window?
The vehicle was in motion when he pointed it out the window at the officers.
And do you have any idea why, you know, have you been able to determine whether there was some sort of substance involved, why he was driving erratically or at the high rate of speed?
We don't know at this point, and the thing that's shocking is you pull up to an intersection, you're a police officer, and all of a sudden someone just takes off from you. They run a light. Already at that point, they're endangering the public. We don't know why he did it. There's nothing that we can find at this point that's going to indicate why we did it. And you're going to find out we're not even sure who this guy is right now.
Take us through the 35th Avenue. Is it 35th Avenue? Were the children actually crossing the street?
At 39th Avenue. Fortunately, the children were not crossing the street at that time. The crossing guards were there. There were some civilians there, but none of them had actually gone out into the street. But that was a red light. And they were actually, when they crossed, it's actually north to south. So fortunately, there were no kids in the intersection at the time, and of course, our officers will be talking with the crossing guards now.
So they chased him for several miles then?
For quite a ways, actually. They know nothing about the suspect. We don't know anything about him at this point, and we'll let Glendale explain that to you.
So it seems the last thing, the way that you described it, so erratic and over so many miles and streets. That